1. Confessions on Faith. I have the faith of God. Mark 11.22. I am a believer in Jesus Christ. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. The works that Christ did I shall do also, and greater works shall I do, because Christ has gone to the Father. John 3:16. John 7:37. John 14:12. I do not doubt in my heart, but believe that those things I say will come to pass, and I will have whatever I say. Mark 11.23. Whatever things I ask when I pray, I believe that I receive them, and I will have them. Mark 11.24. Death and life is in the power of my tongue. I will enjoy the fruit of wise and faith-filled words. Proverbs 18.21. I am not of a doubtful mind. Luke 12.29. I cast my cares upon the Lord, for he cares for me. 1 Peter 5.7. I will not be afraid of evil tidings. Psalm 112.7. I hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Hebrews 3.6. Today, I will hear his voice, and I do not harden my heart. Hebrews 3.7-3.8. I fear not, for God is with me. Isaiah 43.5. God is faithful, who has called me into the fellowship of the Son of his love. 1 Corinthians 1.9. 2. Confessions of Endurance. I am strengthened with all might, according to the Lord's glorious power, for all patient endurance and long-suffering with joy. Colossians 1.11. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10. I put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:11. I always carry about in my body the dying of the Lord Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in my mortal body. 2 Corinthians 4:10-11. As a servant of God I commend myself in every way, through great endurance. 2 Corinthians 6:4. That I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Philippians 3:10. I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest, when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. 1 Corinthians 9:27. I am to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that my labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. For my light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for me us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while I do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. I imitate the Apostle Paul, just as he also imitated Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. 3. Who am I in Christ? I am a child of God now. 1 John 3:2. Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. I am in Christ, a new creation. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in me, whom I have from God. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Christ is my life. Colossians 3:4. I have been born again, not of corruptible seed but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1:23. I reckon myself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ my Lord. Romans 6:11. I am a son of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26. Of God's own will he brought me forth by the word of truth, that I might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. James 1:18. I have been born of God. John 1:13. I am a believer. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. I am an ambassador for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am made a royal priest unto God. Revelation 1:6, 1 Peter 2:9. I abide in Jesus' word. I am really a disciple of Jesus. John 8:31. I am a sojourner and a pilgrim. 1 Peter 2:11. I am a Christian. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I abide in his word and am his disciple indeed. Acts 11:26. Matthew 28:19. John 8:31. Jesus Christ has made me a king and a priest to God the Father. I receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness and reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:6. Romans 5:17. I am of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own special people, that I may proclaim the praises of him who called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. I am a sojourner and a pilgrim, and I abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. 1 Peter 2:11. I am of the circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. I am in Christ, a new creation. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. I have put off the old man with its deeds. Col 3:9. I am Christ's and have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Therefore I no longer have desire for any kind of impurity or sinful behavior. Galatians 5:19, 24. 4. In Jesus Christ. I am not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, because the Spirit of Christ dwells in me. Romans 8. In him I have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. God has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. I am chosen in him to be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:4. In him I have also obtained an inheritance. Ephesians 1:11. In him, having believed, I was sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of my inheritance. Ephesians 1:13, 14. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and I am complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Ephesians 2:10. In him I was also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh. Colossians 2:11. God raised me up and made me sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6. I reckon myself to be really dead to sin, in Jesus Christ my Lord. Romans 6:11. I reckon I'm really alive to God, in Jesus Christ my Lord. Romans 6:11. The blessing of Abraham comes upon me in Christ Jesus, that I might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:14. 5. The way of praise. Through Jesus I continually offer to God the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips which confess His name. Hebrews 13:15. I will bless the Lord at all times, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. My tongue shall speak of God's righteousness, and of His praise all the day long. Psalm 35:28. I enter into God's gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Psalm 100, for I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Psalm 111. I sing unto the Lord a new song. Psalm 98:1. I am singing with grace in my heart to the Lord. Colossians 3:16. 6. Confessions about hearing God. I see to it that I do not refuse Him who speaks. Hebrews 12:25. I hear the voice of Jesus my shepherd. He calls me by name and leads me out. John 10:3. I follow Jesus for I know His voice. John 10:4. I will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for I do not know the voice of strangers. I will not listen to evil spirits. I will not obey evil spirits. I will not submit to evil spirits. John 10:5. I am of God and I hear God's words. John 8:47. I am able to understand Christ's speech because I am able to listen to His word. John 8:43. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with me. 2 Corinthians 13:1. For today I will to hear His voice, and I do not harden my heart, as in the rebellion. Hebrews 13:15. I hear the beloved Son of God. Matthew 17:5. God makes known to me what His thoughts are. Amos 4:13. God awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. Isaiah 50:4. God gives me the word of wisdom. God gives me the word of knowledge. God gives me prophetic utterance. God gives me the gift of faith. 1 Corinthians 12:8-8.10. God has given me the gift of interpretation of tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:13. I hear the instruction of my Father, God. Proverbs 1:8. I obey the voice of God. Jeremiah 11:4. I choose to live uprightly, and now God's secret counsel is with me. Proverbs 3:32. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him. I fear the Lord and His secrets are with me. He also shows me His covenant. Psalm 25:14. I fear the Lord and He teaches me in the way He chooses. Psalm 25.12. My eyes shall see my teachers. My ears shall hear a word behind me, saying, "This is the way, walk in it," whenever I turn to the right hand, or whenever I turn to the left. Isaiah 30.20-30.21. The words of Jesus abide in me. John 15.7. I listen to God's words. I bow my ear to what God says. I will not let God's words depart from my eyes. I will keep them in the center of my heart. They are life to me and health to all my flesh. Proverbs 4.20-4.22. 7. Confessions about the name of Jesus. God has highly exalted Jesus, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth. As the Father sent Jesus, so Jesus sends me to go and do everything in his name. Philippians 2:9-10. John 20:22. Colossians 3:17. All authority has been given to Jesus in heaven and on earth. I go therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that Jesus commanded the apostles, and lo, Jesus is with me always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28:18-20. I believe on the name of God's Son Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as God gave me commandment. 1 John 3:23. There is salvation in no other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Whatever I ask in Jesus' name, that Jesus will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If I ask anything in Jesus' name, he will do it. John 14:13-14. Most assuredly, whatever I ask the Father in Jesus' name, the Father will give me. John 16:23. The demons are subject to me in Christ's name. Luke 10:17. Whatever I do in word or deed, I do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I am blessed, as I come in the name of the Lord. John 12:13. I speak to men and teach in the name of Jesus. Acts 4:17-18. God grants me boldness to speak his word, by stretching out his hand to heal, and grants that signs and wonders may be done through the name of God's holy servant Jesus. Acts 4:29. I preach repentance and the remission of sins in the name of Jesus to all nations. Luke 24:47. In the name of Jesus I will cast out demons. Mark 16:17. I will lay hands of the sick in the name of Jesus, and they shall recover. Mark 16:18. In the name of Jesus I will speak with new tongues. Mark 16:17. In the name of Jesus I will deal with the serpents, and throw them out of my way. Mark 16:17. In the name of Jesus, if I drink deadly poison, it shall not hurt me. Mark 16:18. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rise up and walk in the Spirit. Acts 3:6. I have faith in the name of Jesus, and this makes me strong. Acts 3:16. 8. Confessions about power. I have received power now that the Holy Spirit has come upon me, and I shall be a witness of Christ. Acts 1:8. I wait on God until I am clothed with power from on high. Luke 24:49. power belongs to God. Psalm 62.11. The power of the Holy Spirit is not my own power. Acts 3.12. My speech and my preaching are not with the persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that our faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:4-2:5. The message of the cross is the power of God to us who are being saved. 1 Corinthians 1:18. The kingdom of God within me is not in word, but in power. 1 Corinthians 4.20. I do all things in the power of the name of Jesus. Col 3.17. Mark 16.17-16.18. I commend myself as a minister of God by the power of God. 2 Corinthians 6.4-6.7. Full of faith and power, I may do great wonders and signs among the people. Acts 6.8. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4.13. I must be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6.10. God's exceedingly great power is at work in me, the same way God's power raised Christ from the dead and exalted Him far above every principality and power and might and dominion. Ephesians 1:19-1:21. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:20. I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Micah 3:8. Confessions of spiritual power. Out of my heart will flow rivers of living water, because I come to Jesus, drink, and believe Him. John 7:37-7:39. God is giving me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Himself. The eyes of my understanding are being enlightened. I know what is the hope of His calling. I am getting to know what are the riches of the glory of God's inheritance in me. Ephesians 1:17-1:18. I am getting to know what is the exceeding greatness of God's power to us who believe, and especially to me. This power is what raised Christ from the dead and put Him far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. Ephesians 1:19-1:21. I am a member of His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Ephesians 1:23. I am being strengthened with might through God's Spirit in the inner man, according to the riches of God's glory. Ephesians 3:16.